For the first time ever, the AFL-CIO asked its membership last Sunday to participate in May Day protests. Richard Cosali, a union leader for SEIU Hospital Workers Local 1199, thinks this is a new strategy.
It's necessary because the unions have to survive. They have to broaden their struggles. I think the leadership is realizing this, and that's why a call like that went out. It's objective factors that are leading to it. This jobless recovery, for example, and the changing workforce into this service sector. We have also, I think, more militant workers in the working class in the United States today than 5-10 years ago.
Gabrielle Gemma, a former union member who once helped organize 18,000 telephone workers, says that trade unions have been decimated by economic changes they were not structured to address.
The capitalist class, based on all the profits that they had earned from the labor of those workers, restructured those industries. The globalization, going all around the world to scour the world for the cheapest source of labor and raw materials. They could force one worker to produce so much more and be even more exploited.
And the unions have been powerless to stop their own decline.
The union leadership at the time believed in thinking that, oh, well, we just keep collective bargaining and every year we're going to get a little bit better and we're going to have good labor relations and we're going to collaborate with the capitalist class on international imperialism and the capitalists own it all, they're in control of it all, and so this is the best we could do.
Wisconsin, says Gabrielle Gemma, may well be a historical turnaround for organized labor.
On the first day that the announcement was made, some of the union leaders were in tears. They were in such shock. But the wake-up call was the response of the people, the youth and the students, and the teaching assistants, who first went in and occupied the Capitol, and then labor came in to support it, from all over the state. The wake-up call was the response of the workers themselves, where they themselves were believing all this nonsense about people aren't for the unions and people blame the unions and all this ads and propaganda.
For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.